You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. Music of the Stars.
The North Pole, in the ice and snow, there's a jolly gentleman that everyone should know. He has a busy workshop where he makes his toys so he can spread the Christmas joy to all the girls and boys. He calls on his helpers, singing merrily, just about the time that you have trimmed your Christmas tree.
And he shouts, tally ho, let's go.
Let's go!
Jingle, jingle, hear the sleigh bells jingle, old Kris Kringle's on his way. Isn't it exciting? Christmas trees are lighting, it will soon be Christmas Day. High above the chimney tops where reindeer flying high, you will hear the music of the sleigh bells in the sky. Jingle, 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 what a happy day. Old Kris Kringle's on his way.
With a drum for baby brother
and a doll for sister Sue,
and electric trains and a peppermint cane and a jumping kangaroo, with a teddy bear for Tommy and a bike that's shiny new. And I'll bet you Dad and Mommy will get some presents too.
And I'll bet your Dad and Mommy will get some presents too.
Oh, jingle, 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 hear the hay bells ringle. Isn't it exciting? Christmas trees are lighting. It will soon be Christmas Day.
High above the chimney top with reindeer flying high,
you will hear the music of the sleigh bells.
Jingle, jingle,
jingle, jingle, jingle. What a happy day. Oh, Kris Kringle's on his way.
Talking about Miracle on 34th Street, Natalie Wood, Kris Kringle was Edmund Gwenn, perfectly cast. Johnny Mathis with Percy Faith and the Orchestra. Harold Adams and Jimmy McHugh put that together. Music by Alfred Newman, Chief of Music at Fox. Wait a minute. He didn't do it. It was a Britisher, Cyril Mockridge. Cyril Mockridge wrote "How Green Is My Valley," "My Darling Clementine," oh, "Nightmare Alley." They remade that recently, I guess. Tyrone Power, Joan Blondell. And yet, I guess to this day, nobody remembers Cyril Mockridge. Well, I shouldn't say that. compared with some of the other Fox people like Bernie Herrmann, David Raxon, Hugo Friedhofer. Oh, there's music for the best years of our lives, Hugo Friedhofer. And Alfred Newman himself. But at least 20th Century Fox, they let the composers stretch out and give free rein. Yeah, Cyril had been on the payroll there for far longer than most of his fellow composers at 20th. Oh, what a training he had. Royal Academy of Music in London. And when he was 19, went off to fight in World War I. Only to be caught by the Germans and be a prisoner of war for a year and a half. Came to America in 1922. Worked for Rodgers and Hart. And he went to Hollywood. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. The Music of the Stars.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines, their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35, but now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
see me, Mrs. Walker.
Come right in.
Hello there. Good to see you again.
It's nice to see you.
You're awfully lucky, Mrs. Walker. Lovely little girl you have here.
Thank you. And Susan's the reason I asked you to drop down. She's a little confused, and I thought maybe you could help to straighten her out.
I'd be glad to.
Would you please tell her that you're not really Santa Claus? That there actually is no such person?
Well, I'm sorry to disagree with you, Mrs. Walker, but not only is there such a person, but here I am to prove it.
No, no, no. You misunderstand. I want you to tell her the truth. What's your name?
Kris Kringle.
I'll bet you're in the first grade.
Second.
I mean your real name.
That is my real name.
Second grade?
It's a progressive school.
Oh, it's a progressive school.
May I have this gentleman's employment card, please?
Yes, Mrs. Walker.
This dress is very cute. Where did you get such a lovely outfit?
Here at Macy's. We get 10% off.
Please don't feel that you have to keep pretending for Susan's benefit. She's a very intelligent child and always wants to know the absolute truth.
Good, because I always tell the absolute truth. Now, about your school, what's the name of your teacher?
Mrs. Haney.
Mrs. Haney?
Here it is, Mrs. Walker.
Thank you.
Well, what else do you do besides read and play games?
We have rest periods. 1/2 hour.
Oh, I don't suppose you care for that, eh?
No. We're not allowed to talk or anything. Tuesday, Chester Richards, he kept talking all the time.
My, that was bad, eh?
Yes, Mrs. Haney made...
Almost 100 years ago, the editor of the New York Sun got a letter from a little girl. She wrote, Dear editor, I'm 8 years old. Some of my friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? The editor's answer was printed on the front page of his paper. It's been reprinted tens of thousands of times since. This is what he wrote. Dear Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They believe only what they see. They think that nothing can be which their own little minds can't comprehend. Virginia, in this great universe of ours, all minds are little. Man's a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him. Virginia, Santa Claus exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. You know that they abound and give your life beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary this world would be if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then. No poetry, no romance to make this existence tolerable. We'd have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to watch the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if he didn't see him coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus. That means nothing. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. That doesn't prove they're not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders unseen and unseeable in the world. There's a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push that curtain aside and reveal the supernatural beauties and glory beyond. Is it real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there's nothing else so real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, he will still make glad the heart of childhood. Oh, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Charlton Heston.
That's a real one.
Jimmy Osmond.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Thank you.
Mr. Big, huh? Mr. Very Big. Who? Mr. Very, 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 very big. Who? You gotta meet. You gotta really meet. You gotta really, 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 really meet.
Miss Small.
You, her.
Miss Very Small.
You, her.
Miss Very, very, very,
you,
very, very
her.
Small.
You
gotta
her.
Meet Miss Small, that's all.
You
gotta meet Miss Small, that's all.
Cause she loves
Miss Small, that's all. She loves to love,
that's all.
She loves to love, 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 to
love, to love,
to love, to love, to love,
to love,
to love, to love, to love, to love, to love, to love, to love, to love, to She hates, but she hates to hate. 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 She hates, but she hates to hate.
Here they come. Here they come. Mr. It, Mrs. It, Mr. and Mrs. It. They're the biggest. They're bigger than that. They're bigger than the biggest big can be. Bigger than the biggest big can be. Bigger than the biggest big can be. Bigger than the biggest big can be.
They don't
bigger than the biggest big can be.
They don't
bigger than the biggest big can be. They don't bigger than the biggest.
They don't know.
They don't bigger than the biggest.
They don't know.
They don't bigger than the biggest.
Don't feel
like
no. Don't feel like no.
Just is. Just is. Just is. Justice. 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 Justice.
True.
There was this guy who was a regular guy. Who lived a regular life. Got up 7:30 every morning. Had the same breakfast. Kissed the same wife goodbye every morning. Went to the same office. Came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays he played with the children. Did handiwork around the house. Sundays, he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night, something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30, and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" on the telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night 2 o'clock in the morning. And he did this for 2 weeks. The friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? And he discovered that the only way that he could go back to sleep was to say, "What time is it?" And look at his watch and say, 2 o'clock. Then he could sleep. He did this a couple of nights, until he began to think, "It's 2 o'clock where I am. What time is it in New York? Or in Hollywood? Or in London? Or in Hong Kong? In Cairo?" He didn't know. So the next day he went out and he bought himself some clocks. He got clocks from all over. And he put them all over the walls and the time was there. He knew what time it was everywhere that counted. And this made him feel comfortable. He became so interested in time that he got little egg timers and gave them away as presents. He read about time in books, sidereal time, time way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. One night, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the light wouldn't go on. The fuse had blown. But suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking.
not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally, he began to brag a little the next day. He told people, "I know what time it is." And they tested him. And he did know. The administration had changed at this particular time, and they wanted to save money. So they got rid of all their astronomers, all their telescopes, their weights and measures, and they put this man in Washington in a little room where he sits to this day, simply saying, "Beep, the time now is..."
Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with Gus. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind, I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear, "Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?"
Auga, auga.
Peter!
Hmm?
I get into your car and snuggle very close. I love you and I want to be your lady. I whisper and I sigh that you're the only guy.
You know what? In second gear, this rod will clock at 80.
I wish I was a car. I wish I was a car. Then you would give me all of your attention. I wish I was a car, just any kind of car. Then I would be the only thing you'd mention.
You want me thinking of you as we burn along, but in my mind the hot rod is the thing.
I show you there's a dark road, an old romantic park road. You tell me that the bumps will hurt the spring.
You don't understand. I wish you was a car. I wish you was a car. Oh, how I wish you had a brake and clutch. I wish you was a car, just any kind of car. And then you know I love you very much.
Peter.
Yeah.
I try so hard to make you understand, my love. I'd be with you forever if I could. My heart goes hippity hop when you slow down and stop.
It's just that I forgot to latch the hood.
Can't you see a girl likes to be courted?
The heads are milled and ported.
The night is so supreme.
She corners like a dream.
Now how about some kisses?
This engine never misses.
When you're near me, it's like heaven.
Yep, that tack is really revving.
Don't you think that I'm attractive?
Shock absorbers double active.
I wish I was a car.
I wish I was a car. We'd be together mile after mile. I wish I was a car, just any kind of car. I know we'd get a license after a while.
What kind of a license?
I wish I was a car.
Peter Lind and Mary Healy, Sammy Davis, Jr.
Everybody knows in the second life we all come back sooner or later. Is anything from a pussycat to a man-eating alligator? Well, you may think my story is more fiction than it's fact. But believe it or not, my mother dear decided she'd come back. As a car, she's my very own guiding star. A 1928 Porter, that's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. daddy never was. Well, now she wants me to be. She's taken her place as the fifth member of my small family. And she'll blow her radiator when things ain't going right. And whenever she gets too lonely, we just all gotta spend the night with my car. She's my very own guiding star. I mean a 1928 Porter. That's my mother, dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. My mother, the car. Oh, my mother, the car. My mother, the car. My mother, the car. I was wondering, do you think we could chip in and get an XK150?
Music of the Strive. Drive carefully. Seth MacFarlane.
How I love to drive my Buick with my love sitting by my side. Pretty girl and shiny Buick fills a fellow with so much pride. Driving down the road on Sunday with my car and my heart riding high. For I know that very soon we'll take a honeymoon, my Buick, my love and I. While we are driving through the country, you and I, away from all the crowd. As long as we're together, I'm riding high up on a rainbow in the sky. And I'm riding on a cloud, and we remember that our fathers and when he met mothers, so they say, were just as gay as we. What's good enough for father and good enough for mother is good enough for me. How I love to drive my Buick with my love sitting by my side. Pretty girl
and shiny Buick
fills a fella with so much pride. Driving down the road on Sunday with my car and my heart riding high. For I know that very soon we'll take a honeymoon, my Buick.
Hey, what about me?
My love,
my Buick, my love and I.
America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA. See it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, where fields of golden wheat pass in review. Whether traveling lighter with a load that's heavy, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
The time has come, it's very clear. The car you wanted is really here.
It's delightful, it's delovin',
it's DeSoto. You'll understand the reasons why. For once you drive it, you'll wanna buy.
It's delightful, it's delovin',
it's DeSoto.
You can tell at a glance
that this swell car is far in advance. You can hear that great big engine murmuring low. Where did it go? So many
make sure you see and drive the new DeSoto. I'm man alive. It's delightful, it's the lovely, it's delirious, it's the living, and it's the latest, it's the limit, it's deluxe, it's DeSoto.
Tomorrow,
a dream is a wish your heart made. When you see a star, a gnash is a star of carmine. It outshines all others by far.
Now come with MASH into a new motoring age. See the brightest new star of all, MASH for 55. With completely new trend-setting style inspired by the magnificent MASH Healey, Europe's finest.
Only the beginning, folks. Just look inside.
Here's the biggest room on the road with the widest front seat of any car and intriguing high-fashion styling. Here are reclining seats for the world's most restful ride. There are even twin travel beds to nap the children on long trips. Yes, for 55, vision unlimited through a new Scenoramic windshield, widest of any car. Look into a new motoring world from behind the wheel of a new NASH ambassador or statesman. Drive MASH for 55 at your NASH dealers tomorrow.
If you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true.
You'll love NASH for 55, or my name isn't Jiminy Cricket.
To Disneyland Park, California, plus a new Hudson car. They can win the grand prize, a trip for three to wonderful Disneyland Park, plus a Hudson Hollywood Custom V8, the most beautiful performer of them all. Or the second prize, the trip plus a Hudson Wasp Custom 4-door, or maybe the trip plus a Rambler cross-country station wagon. Also, there are 27 additional prizes of trips for three, all expenses paid, in the Hudson Disneyland Contest, which closes midnight July 16th.
Through her flowing hair.
treasure beyond compare. Though time moved on and she's not here, in every cloud I see her near. Though cars may age and years may fade, those memories linger unbetrayed.
This is history in the making.
Is there anything you want to explain first about the dogs?
Oh. Well, I traded the old packer for them.
Oh.
1 dozen trained dogs.
What are we going to do with a dozen trained dogs, President?
What difference does it make? You can't walk away from a trade like that. Are you dying to know what's in here? Huh? No?
Yes.
All right. You're dying, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Gallup took a poll last week to find out what Americans want most when the war is over. 87% of the people in this country said the first thing they want is a new car. Now, which do you think the public would rather buy? The same old models Detroit has been giving us before the war, or the car of tomorrow, today.
Whoa!
Looks like he's going 90 miles per hour.
And you know who's going to build these cars? We are. In 5 years, we're going to put the big three out of business.
Who are we going to sell them to? Buck Rogers?
Under the hood, we've got luggage. The engine is in the rear, where it ought to be. Look at this. Individual torque converters. Connected each.
Crazy. You'd have to have a wheel track 70 inches wide.
Dinner's ready.
All right, come on, let's go.
How many?
Everybody. How about the U.S. Army? You boys hungry? Or we'll call your mother. You stay, too. Billy! And our best dog food, huh? Oh, my God.
Where's that tiger?
Yeah,
he's right here.
Hold the tiger! Hold the tiger!
What is it?
Hold the tiger! Hold the tiger! Hold the tiger!
Hold the
tiger! Hold the tiger! Hold the tiger!
What is it?
Hold the tiger! Hold the tiger! Hold the tiger!
What is it?
Hold the tiger! Hold the tiger!
What is it?
Hold the tiger!
Hold that tiger, 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 hold that tiger. Where's that tiger? Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Bo de 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 de.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobubbling, you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile. Come away with me, my Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobubbling you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells are gonna peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile.
Oh boy. So let's take a look and see what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. CBS News coming up next, and we're on the air till high noon. High noon. Bye-bye, blues. Music of the Star. I'm Lou Regani. You, best audience anywhere, because you get it. Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.